Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The mystery of Daniel Bard's disappearance continues in Boston. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. While the UNC Tar Heels head toward home field advantage in the NCAA tournament that could lead them to a sixth College World Series in 8 years, one of the players who helped launch the dramatic run has suddenly seen his pro career turn into a nightmare. Or maybe Daniel Bard would call it even worse. The former freshman All-American at UNC, who with fellow tiring teammate Andrew Miller led the Tar Heels to their first CWS under Mike Fox, Bard was a first-round draft choice of the Red Sox after the 2007 season. He went to the minor leagues as a starter, but was wildly wild and eventually sent to the bullpen as a flame-throwing setup man and closer. He flourished in that role, made the big team, and still holds the Red Sox club record for consecutive scoreless appearances, 25 between May 27th and July 31st of 2011. Cruising along as a deadly setup man, Bard's career collapsed with the Red Sox, who lost a 10-game lead in the wildcard race and missed the playoffs. Bard was 0-4 during that stretch and blew so many saves that statistically he was considered the player most responsible for Boston bombing out. In 2012, the team announced in spring training that Bard was being converted to a starter, and after a few respectable games, he completely lost his control. He became a danger to opposing hitters. Imagine facing a 6'7" fireballer who has no command of where he's throwing it. His last major league start was in Toronto, where Bard lasted 1 2/3 innings, walking 6 and hitting 2 batters. The next day, he was sent down to AAA. Bard's mysterious loss of control has been compared to former Pirates pitcher Steve Blass, who went from an all-star in 1972 to being out of baseball 2 years later. For reasons still unknown to Blass, he lost his ability to pitch from one season to the next. The malady feared by most pitchers is known as Steve Blass disease, basically forgetting how to play a game you've played all your life. The Red Sox have vowed not to give up on Bard, who is now on Portland, Maine's AA team, where he still cannot find the plate. He has also lost his velocity, down to 93 and 94 miles per hour, and walked 7 in his last outing. And time is running out on Bard. Turning 28 next month, he's heading for the black hole of baseball, from which some star players sadly never escape. This is Archansky. See ya.